You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
I was missing the Mafia. Simple as that. I was missing the Bills Mafia, and I had to figure out which way I could do to, you know, get a little bit of something back and forth. And, you know, they love it, they hate it, but it's me. I can't change.
Deion Dawkins,
Buffalo Bills left tackle.
He's back with the Buffalo Bills as legal tampering has gotten underway, and Brandon Bean continues to navigate and work with the salary cap. We bring in 13 Wham sports director, BuffaloPlus.com's Mike Catalana. Welcome to the new year, Mike. And I think we were all assuming that Josh Allen was going to get extended or restructured. We haven't seen that. Does Brandon Bean still have that in his back pocket, like to break glass in case of emergency, or is that something that we still expect here sometime in the near future?
No, it's going to happen. It doesn't have to happen until Wednesday because you can't sign any of these deals until then, because if you notice, I don't think even technically maybe they're not cap compliant yet, so that doesn't have to happen. That's an easy call to make. I'll be more than surprised if that isn't done or announced sometime in the next day or two. They've made some of those other moves, and you know, I just heard your clip of Deion. He got me in that moment, and I tweeted. I said, "This is stunning. I didn't expect it. I don't know if anybody else did." That's all I said. Well, of course, it was Deion messing with everybody. Now I will say this: Deion likes to troll, and he's had the whole fun. But they did just release the guy two spots down from you on the line, and they did release Jordan Poyer and Trey White. So it's not crazy, other than the fact that there would be no reason in my mind for them to be doing anything other than extending Deion Dawkins. So fortunately, he was just having a little fun, and he was getting his deal.
So, Mike, what do you think is up next here? Because usually Brandon Bean is going to do something, even with the limited cap space. So if you had to forecast what to expect over the next couple of days, what would you like to see Brandon Bean do?
Look, I think he's got to look around the defensive tackle market. There doesn't appear to be a lot going on there. I mean, obviously, you know, Christian Wilkins got his huge paycheck. You know, sometimes those guys, I mean, he was going to get something early. But I do think you have to at least look around. I don't know, because, you know, they're in need of that. Pass rushers are going to be out there. I mean, the other thing to keep in mind is there's going to be some other moves to be made, you know, and we always focus on these free agents. I was just thinking, I saw that the Eagles signed Huff out of the Jets. Well, they have two prominent pass rushers, and they're going to trade at least one of them. Now, I'm not saying you make a deal for Josh Sweat or you make a deal for Hassan Reddick. But those guys aren't on the market right now. They may be on the market between, you know, on the draft day, like in terms of like a pass rusher. So there's still a lot out there. I would expect them to be signing a wide receiver, but that market can get a little wacky, as we just saw with Jacksonville in terms of the amount of money being spent. So I think they're looking for a wide receiver. I don't think at the moment they're looking to spend big on a wide receiver.
The re-signing of Cam Lewis, and we kind of know what he's meant to this team, the special teams unit for the Buffalo Bills. Do you think that this two-year deal means we see more Cam Lewis on the defensive side of the ball? I think we saw him a total of 17% of the defensive snaps last season, something around that number.
I think Cam Lewis is a guy who knows the system. They have a level of trust in him. When I sign guys who play teams, I want them to at least be able to play defense. I'm sorry. I'm tired of the teams only guys. Saran Neal basically was a teams guy. Like I just, you know, Tyler Matakevich, when he has to go out there, he's not a starting or playing linebacker in the league. Like, I get it why they focus on it. I want to see guys who can, you know, maybe something more than just, you know, in emergency break glass and use me on defense. Like, you need a guy like Tyrell Dodson who showed he can play teams and can actually play in the defense, and I think was better than most people thought during the year. I think Cam Lewis is an okay player, but to me, he's a guy on the roster who can play special teams, and he's one of your, you know, 46 guys active on game day. I don't know, honestly, if they have bigger plans for him, because there's so many moves, including the draft, that'll be made between now and then. But I think they have some level of faith in him playing in the defense.
Mike Catalano, our guest here in the Sports Bar, also Buffalo Plus 13 Wham. Mike, as far as this is a question I've gotten a lot this past week here, and we haven't talked to you since that big Wednesday cut down here.
Yeah.
All of any of those guys, now we know Mitch Morris is in Jacksonville, but could you see any of those guys that were released last week, whether that's a Poyer, whether that's a Tre'Davious White, any of those guys perhaps coming back at a later date when they realize maybe the market isn't what they thought it would be?
I mean, this already happened once with Poyer. Could it happen again? Yes. I think there's always a possibility. Look, the guy has been tied to the Bills. Could they bring him back? Yeah, I mean, we haven't heard a word about Micah Hyde, not even for any other teams or him interested in anything else. Like, I just believe, talking to him, that he's not going to play in the league anymore. The thing with Tre'Davious White is different because of his health. I think he'll sign somewhere else. I think they already have replaced Tre'Davious White. Like, they've played without him for 2 years. That was not, that shouldn't have been a surprise to anybody that they were moving on there. And I just don't see that happening, but I guess you never know. It could be 2 months from now and something different happens, but I don't know. Poyer, we kept saying it was like, it's Poyer. Like, this happened. We just saw it happen last year, and then he came back for a year. So I don't expect it. I mean, they signed Rapp. I would like to see them get a younger safety in here, get a guy in the draft, but, you know, it's not a particularly deep draft, at least what the experts are saying at safety, but I could see him investing there and then looking around. But there are a lot of veteran safeties on the market. So I wouldn't count on any of them, but if any of them, I think Poyer would be the most likely.
Mike, when you look around the rest of the NFL outside of Buffalo, do you see anybody making a move where you're like, hey, they got it right? Because it just feels like with free agency, a lot of it at the time of the signing, you're like, this is too much money. This feels like fool's gold. It can't really work out for Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. It can't really work out for Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. Who do you think so far from what you've seen in some of these signings that we're hearing about now, who's gotten it right?
I really don't mind the Cousins signing. I think Cousins is a good player. You're the Atlanta Falcons. You're irrelevant. You've been irrelevant. You've gotten some good skill guys. Let's see what you got down there. That's a winnable division. And look, I'd say baby step. He's in his 30s. You know, at some point you're going to need another guy. But, you know, everybody, I think anybody who watched that quarterback show saw a little different side of Cousins. And you can win games with him. You can score points. He can put up numbers. I just think sometimes teams like that are sitting there going, what do we have? Like, listen, I'll take Kirk Cousins 12 days a week over Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson is who he is. I think for Pittsburgh, you get him on the cheap, but I kind of think you're getting what you're paying for there. Will he be better than Pickens or Pickett? Yeah. I mean, he just did not show anything really last year, but those are okay. It's interesting with the Raiders, with the Wilkins signing. I mean, they got him with Crosby next to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money, but man, that's pretty good. But let's be honest, in this league, you got to be able to move the ball. You got to be able to score. They just lost Jacobs to he ended up signing with the Packers. So, I mean, those are good moves, but I just, something about the Cousins move just seems like, again, it sounds like maybe a Bills during the drought kind of move, but I do think they have some guys that can at least show what they were drafted for with a legitimate quarterback in there.
So the Dolphins just lost another player, guard Robert Hunt going to Carolina. Yeah. 5 years, $100 million. So you mentioned Wilkins is gone, Van Ginkle is gone, and there's another report from a friend of our show here, Armando Salguero. He's reporting that the Dolphins are ready to pay Tua in the neighborhood of $50 million a year. Mike, I hear all this news. I'm like, well, whatever the Bills, do or don't do today, I don't see these teams exactly making up the gap here in free agency so far in the AFC East.
Yeah, I don't know what I mean. The Dolphins, they're major moves to make. Like, we're even a guy like Wilkins, right? I mean, you got to decide: do we want to invest this much money in the guy? They've spent money. They've gone out to get other guys, right? And they're going to turn around and give this money to their quarterback, which. He's to me, you're in that spot where you're like Dallas is with Dak. Like, what are you going to do? Right. Are you going to pay this guy and keep him and be that team? Do you think all of a sudden he's going to be better? Like, listen, I think he is a good player. I think we feel a little differently here because the Bills have just owned the Dolphins when they've played them. So you're not afraid of Tua. He hasn't really hurt the Bills. You know, again, he's a good football player and a good quarterback, but they are making moves to say we're going to keep the quarterback. You know, they changed defensive coordinators. Maybe they'll have a little different philosophy. They're giving up some guys. Yes, I don't see them making moves that are going to really make them considerably better. But I do think teams get themselves stuck in a place and they keep a quarterback like this. And this to me is different than what I just said about Kirk Cousins, because Atlanta's been nowhere and they're looking for some relevancy, where the Dolphins have been very relevant. They just can't get past that point.
Mike, when you look at, since this is the first time we've had the chance to talk to you since Brandon Bean's red wedding last Wednesday, when you look at that and everything that was lost and all of the moves that were made and 12 players in total kind of being moved around, I think everybody universally was surprised by the release of Mitch Morse. Was there anything else there that kind of struck you? You mentioned earlier, nobody should be surprised about Trey White. They hadn't had him for the last 2 years. When you look at some of those other moves made last Wednesday, do the Bills come out ahead? I mean, we know that they have to do this because of the cap, but do they actually come out ahead when it's all said and done? Is this addition by subtraction?
They don't have to do it because of the cap. They do not get rid of players because of the cap. I'll tell you that right now. They may have decisions to make on players. They turned around and gave some of that money to Taylor Rapp. They're going to sign other players to use that cap space up. They're going to re-up players because Trey White's not on the roster. They're just moving the cash around to other players. The Mitch Morse one surprised me because I like Mitch. Now, listen. All these guys, everybody's dropping tape in the machine and going to tell you. I don't know what they feel about Mitch long-term and meaning like 3 more years on this roster. So at that cap number, they're looking at it. Do we extend him or do we move on and make the move now? And whether that's moving McGovern over or drafting somebody or signing a veteran center to come in and play, depending on what they do. But like, they're not cutting Jordan Poyer because of the cap. They're not cutting Trey White. Trey White didn't play. Like, this is a case of they're moving on from the player. And I think the same thing with Poyer. If they wanted to keep Poyer, they would have extended him. They would have changed the deal and they would have kept him. That's why I say this. Gabe Davis just got $13 million a year. Mm-hmm. He was playing for the Bills making $2 million. Now, again, it's the end of a deal on a fourth-year guy. He absolutely outplayed his fourth-round pick, but he's now getting 6 times the amount of money he made last year. He's catching 40% of his targets. He's never caught more than, I think, 45 passes in a year. And this is with Josh Allen as your quarterback. And you're the number two guy next to Stephon Diggs. Like, and now another team pays him. Like, I think the Bills are looking at it as decisions on players with salary cap benefits. That's the way I look at it. And they made those moves, honestly, let's be honest. Mitch, to me, they'll miss Mitch until they replace him. Like, that guy's got to be replaced. I love Poyer as a Bills player. But for the next few years, I think they needed to make a move. The guys are getting older. They don't want to stretch that one out. Until they replace him, they're missing him. But I think that is the plan. But the other guys, were all, let's be honest, who in that group are you sitting there going, oh my God, what are they going to do without this guy? And some of those guys could be back for all we know, right? Whether it's Himes or whether it's Hardy, like you never know if one of those guys comes back, if you want them back. But I think they needed to make some of these moves, and I think they have to be smart. But this is a year for them to also start looking at getting some younger players on the roster.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was going to be my next question, because with the Mitch Morse release, what also made that surprising in part was so much has been happening here, Mike. We almost forgot, hey, Ryan Bates got traded for a fifth round pick, which is actually the fourth round. So I guess my question is, that's 11 picks now. So what do you think of the philosophy here? Because I've heard it two ways. Hey, this is great. Just go use all the draft picks and have a lot of competition and have at it. Or do you think this gives Brandon Bean the collateral now to move up?
I think it gives them the collateral to move up and to still bring in, say, eight draft picks, right? I mean, that's a lot of players. And then you even have some guys from last year, like Shorter, the wide receiver. Like, I have no idea whether he's going to be. He looked okay in camp and he got hurt and they sat him down for the year. But you do have some younger players who have been, you know, Ingram, the corner. You know, you have some younger players who are maybe going to get their chance. But no, I'm with you on this. I do believe he's got the extra picks to turn around and say, whether it's in the first round, go up to get the receiver you want, or in the second round, like he's got those extra picks. But I still believe he can deal a few of those and still bring in eight players, nine players, whatever it happens to be, because you do need to bring in some younger players. So I think it's both. And listen, you know, I don't dismiss the fact that they are losing leadership. They are losing guys who have been good. But you guys know it, man. This league is about what you're going to do, not what you've done in the past. And things change quickly. So we'll see how it works out. But, man, this franchise is going to be making a lot of moves over the next 3 months. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have all this free agency. We have the draft. Then you got the post-draft moves. Then you got the moves made in August. Like, you know, there's still going to be a lot. But I think the focus at some point is going to be at least one prominent new wide receiver and another guy that can give you more than, say, Trent Sherfield did a year ago to help with Shakir and Diggs and the draft pick that they bring in.
We saw all those moves happen last week, Mike, and knowing that the Josh Allen restructure is still on the horizon, it leads us to believe that Brandon Bean, if he wanted to, could do a little big game hunting if he wanted to. I don't know that he wants to, but there are going to be some names out there. Are there, like when I see Eric Armstead of the Niners get released because he doesn't want to take a pay cut, I'm like, Eric Armstead might be better than Daquan Jones. You know, let's not default to the guy that we know just because we know he was here. Is there a better option for the Buffalo Bills on that defensive line? Is there more big game out there for Brandon Bean to go hunting for?
Danger, you're making a great point, and we were just talking about this. Look at like Aaron Jones popping up now as a guy that's available, right? Yeah. I'm not saying for the Bills. I don't think they're doing that. But, like, all of a sudden you're around here and you're thinking, as a GM, Jones is going to be back with Green Bay and he's free. Like, there's a good one with Armstead. Probably a lot of people thought maybe he'd rework that deal, and it didn't happen. So I look at this and I say, I say, you just don't know what's out there. And if it pops up, does he want to be ready for it? Be ready to make that move. And I think he will. And that wouldn't surprise me at all. Something, not specifically Armstead, but something with a D tackle. I like Daquan a lot, and I think they could bring him back. But they're also going to need to draft a D tackle. Like we don't know. I mean, I don't think Leonard Floyd would be back on the edge. I don't, because I think he'll end up getting paid by somebody. But like I just said to you, it's not on the free agent market with guys like Sweat and Reddick, but they're going to be out there, I think, in some form. So you never know what happens with a guy like Leonard Floyd, who was very productive for them last year on the D end. So it's funny, when we were in Indy, I was talking to Bean, and I said, everybody focuses on the guys whose contracts are up. You're dealing, I mean, look at what ended up happening. He ended up releasing a guy with a year left. He released another guy with multiple years left. He released another guy and then with a year left. And then he's got players that are free agents that he's making decisions on. So there's so many players out there who could be changing teams that we don't even know are available yet. So let's wait and see. But yeah, Bean's got his work cut out for him, but I think you're right. I think he wants to have that space to be ready to pounce if the right kind of player at the right position, to me, that's defensive tackle and that's wide receiver, is available, and then still to add in the draft.
Mike, Saquon to the Eagles. Are you excited about this?
Yeah. Look, Saquon is a talent. And listen, I know there's Giants fans listening. He's been running behind what has been not a great offensive line, and he's had pretty much lousy quarterback play the whole time he's been there. I still think he's a very good talent. I'm very surprised the Eagles spent that much money on a back. They don't do this. Howie has not done that. Now, that being said, even without Kelce, they have a really good offensive line. The ability for Hurts to run makes it a lot better. Even though Daniel Jones at times, you know, could run, they were better when he was healthy. And Barkley can catch the ball out of the backfield. Howie must think he's got something there. I'm really surprised. It's a lot of money for a back. I'm not saying he's Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey is in a zone all by himself, but I think he can play a similar version of a game that they're interested in. That surprised me. They went to New York and grabbed two guys. That Huff is a talent, undrafted guy that they got at the DN spot. So, Howie's not afraid to make moves. But the Barkley one, I will say, not that they were interested in him, but that he got that much of guaranteed money is a surprise, because that pretty much links him to the Eagles for 3 years. And they just have not done that with the running backs unless they drafted him. So let's see how it plays out. But it's a bit of a chance they're taking there with his injury history.
Mike, indulge me for a second, because some news that broke this weekend, when I saw this, I'm like, ooh, this isn't good for the Bears' ability to trade. When Mac Jones goes for a sixth, Justin Fields goes for what? And does Justin Fields go for anything at this point? Because I'm sitting over here just biting my nails, waiting for the next shoe to drop and wondering what this all looks like over the course of the next couple of months here in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting with a guy like Fields, because you know, you don't want to wait too long to make a deal, because these other spots have to get filled. But seriously, when you're looking at, you know, Sam Darnold and Russell Wilson maybe getting chances to start in places, like, Justin Fields is not a superstar, but he's better than Mac Jones, and he's certainly better than Zach Wilson, and he's better than Russell Wilson, in my opinion. And I'm like, you should be able to get something for him. He is going into what, his fourth year? Then you'd have the fifth year option. Yep. You would think there's teams out there willing to take a flyer. I don't know, but I'm guessing they're not at a great position of strength unless they decide to hold on to them, which I'm not sure what that does for them. I'm thinking maybe one of these deals that's like a third rounder with a chance to be more, depending on how he does, or if he signs an extension or whatever it is you can tie it to. But I don't see them. I certainly don't see them getting a one, and I really don't expect a two. This is just my guess. I would say maybe a third and a fifth.
Do they hold him, Mike? Do they hold him and draft Caleb Williams anyways, and then maybe see his value increase in the preseason or early in the season when a team ultimately needs a quarterback due to injury?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that could happen. where you look and you're a GM of a team and you're sitting there going with all these draft picks and all these guys, I have a lot of options. And then all of a sudden on August 6th, you don't have as many options and you look around and there he is sitting there and you're going, we'll take a flyer on him. And maybe that's when you give up a two or, you know, or, you know, potentially something like that. But listen, I think they have to be smart. They've got a lot of draft assets. But I do believe they're taking Caleb Williams, unless I'm surprised when it comes to draft day. But I don't think the market is great for him at the moment, but I think you might be right. They hold on to him for a little while. They could still deal him at some point. If all they're getting, if all they're hearing is that, they may be better off just waiting to see what pops open.
Mike, a lot of ground you just covered for us. Thank you for your time today. What can we check out tonight on 13 Wham and what's coming up here on Buffalo Plus?
Yeah, well, we're working on all the Bills stuff for today. It's interesting. We're waiting. In fact, we were going to record our podcast, and we're like, you know what? We're going to wait it out here for Buffalo Plus a little bit because last week we were sitting here ready to record when the first move was made, and we're like, maybe we need to re-record our podcast after the Bills made multiple moves after that. But we'll keep an update on everything that's going on with the Bills. And you know, not only, like I said, the moves they've made already or plan to make, but what's next for them, where they should be looking and what's coming up. You'll hear from Dion and his trolling today, man, seriously. I mean, I got to worry about fake Ian Rappaport tweets. And then this one comes right from Dion himself, but hey, that's what happens in the, you know, sometimes the player himself is having a little fun.
How can the media get back at Dion for this, Mike?
He's Dion. Like, what are you gonna do to Dion? He's good with all of us. He's Dion being Dion. My God, McDermott went on there pretending to be Sean from Orchard Park.
I love anything about Dion. I mean, his play aside, I love that he's advocating for Buffalo. Like, this is home.
Oh, no question.
And McDermott's done the same thing. Like, these guys are really, really embracing and saying, you know, Buffalo is home. This is where we are. This is where we want to be. And I feel like for a long time with this organization, you weren't getting any of that. So that's, I think, 100%. A positive thing.
Yep, 100%. And you hear other players say that. And look, I think, you know, when guys leave, they feel, you know, I mean, they miss it. They miss being here. And it's funny we mentioned those guys. I think Poyer and Hyde played a huge role in that, especially a guy like Hyde, who had come from Green Bay, a playoff team, and he talked up Buffalo all the time. And he talked about it when he was right at the end of his time this year, when it sounded, you know, certainly like he's leaning towards retirement. He talked about coming in and it just being not a winning atmosphere. And he felt like he and Poyer really contributed a lot to changing the dynamic. And Dion has been, he's just been that guy really from the start. So it's good. It's all good. Off-season, Sean was having fun today. Sean from Orchard Park. Hmm. See? It's all good. Much better than the news, which would have been Dion being gone for some reason, because I couldn't wrap my head around that with what they need, but that certainly didn't happen. And he got his extension, and he's certainly happy in Buffalo.
Mike, appreciate the time today. Thanks so much.
How you doing over there, Gene? You good?
I was just going to like say, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Hauser pitched well yesterday, Mike, but I'm not getting excited.
I can tell you how things are going. You know where Gene is at right now? He's ready to pile on Yankee fan. He's ready to just go after Yankee fan. Lash out at Yankee fan.
No. I wouldn't do that, Mike. You can learn new things, and I'm learning better fan behavior.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that. By the way, real quick. Ernie Clement hit another home run for the Blue Jays today. Local guy.
Love it.
I'd say Jays better be keeping him on the regular roster this year. He's had a great spring. I think he's batting like .380. So good to see the local guy when he's had to show himself has done really well for them. So we'll be keeping an eye on Ernie too.
Love it. Mike, thanks for the time, man. We'll talk soon.
Anytime, guys.
You got it. 13 Wham Sports Director, BuffaloPlus.com. That's Mike Catalano, Rochester sports icon, joining us here in the sports bar.
Yeah. As far as big Bills news today, okay, Deion Dawkins, an extension. Cam Lewis is back. two former Buffalo Bills finding jobs elsewhere, both in Jacksonville, being Gabe Davis and Mitch Morse.
And the restructure of Dawson Knox, which again, that isn't a surprise either.
Yeah, okay, that came across too.
Yeah, just given the amount, the lack of production, not, you know, $14.4 million for a cap hit that was expected for 2024. That felt like a move that needed to be done. All right, we're going to come back with some takes on tap. I'll drink to that. We'll be joined by Nate Geary coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour as well from WGR, our Odyssey Sports sister station, and the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. We'll get his thoughts on legal tampering and moves being made by the Buffalo Bills. What could be next for Brandon Bean? I'm kind of on board with Brandon Bean looking at that defensive tackle. You know, you got, if you've got the room,
you brought up a good point, because there, you know, do you want, I think we'd all be happy if Daquan Jones came back, but is there something better?
There you should have your sights set on something better. Now, I'm just going to point out a guy like Eric Armstead, gotten his team to the Super Bowl. I mean, like, feel like that might be an upgrade, but we'll see.
What about a guy like Brian Burns out there? Would you go trade for somebody like that? That's the biggest game hunting right now. If Carolina not going to pay him.
He's franchise tagged, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You'd have to all pay up.
Yeah. We'll get Nate's thoughts on that and more. You're welcome to join us anytime. Our phone number, 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.